Well, welcome to my very first ever in-depth Tweet Talk Tuesday. And every Tuesday, we're going to be featuring somebody who's big on Twitter. I've got the coolest story of how I met my very first guest. Randomly, just went down three pages on my Twitter account, had my co-host, Jane Gary, read his tweet live on the radio. Thankfully, it was clean, but it was very intriguing as well. It was about raccoons. And then I started looking into what this guy's doing, and he's doing tremendous things online. His name is Sean Malarkey, and he joins me on the phone. Hi, Sean.
Hey, Wayne. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Doing great. Good. Thanks for having me on.
This is so interesting because I have been following your information on Twitter, but I didn't really know who you were. I was just following you. And so this is our first in-depth conversation. Who are you? What do you do, Sean?
That's a great question. Well, I'm Sean Malarkey, and for the last almost 3 years now, I've been doing stuff online, for lack of a better term. I originally started out about 6-7 years ago doing a lot of marketing online for a real estate company I had, and 3 years ago sold my interest in that when I discovered Twitter and fell in love with it. And Twitter was just at that point experiencing a huge amount of growth. When I got on, there were somewhere around, 5 million users, and now it's up well over 250 million. And originally, early on, a friend of mine, I said, I don't get Twitter. I got on, I logged into it, and just couldn't figure it out. I tweeted out a few things, and it was kind of boring.
Yeah.
And I talked to a friend of mine, and he said, just go follow everybody that I'm following, and you'll have a great group of people you can interact with and exchange stuff with. And so that's what I did. I went and followed about 1,000 people that night. And woke up the next day and had about 500 or 600 of them following me back. And so a week or two later, I ended up tweeting out a link to one of my websites. And I was shocked when I saw 50, 60 visits hit in the first 2 minutes. And at that point, a light bulb went off in my head. And I said, man, the more followers I have, probably the more traffic I can drive. And traffic is the number one name in the game.
Yeah.
So the bigger your audience, the more value you have. So I got really aggressive into growing a big following on Twitter and learned a lot along the way, and all of that kind of evolved into a business.
How many people do you have following you now?
Somewhere around 125,000, I think.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's fun.
So regular people can do this, Sean?
Oh, for sure.
Like anybody who's an info marketer, anybody who's doing business online, but even if you're just a realtor in town, you can build a huge following?
Yeah, anybody can. And I would caution anybody against just, building a huge following for the sake of having a big following, but there's a lot of ways you can do it in a targeted fashion, and when you grow your audience in a targeted fashion, you'll get people that are interested in the same things you are, or your business, or your products, or your services, And at that point, as long as you have real people following you that are interactive and enjoy the medium, then it becomes a great tool for you.
Now, I totally relate to what you're saying about, I joined Twitter, and then I actually canceled my account because I didn't get it, and I wasn't enjoying it. Now I'm back, but I'm interacting more. I'm using it as a tool where, I'm able to jump into different conversations, and people can tweet me back, and I'm really starting to like it.
If you like sports, or anybody listening to this likes sports, I do this all the time on my iPhone, on my mobile phone, or Android. There's a bunch of different Twitter apps. Download the app. You don't even have to tweet anything or have any followers or anything, but during a game of any sporting event, I can just about guarantee any professional sporting event during a game, just go in and do some searches for. So, for example, if it's, if you're from Canada, so let's say you're a hockey fan, what's the big hockey team, or what's the number one team, I guess, in your area?
The Vancouver Canucks.
The Canucks. Just go into Twitter and search Canucks during any game, and you'll see kind of the power of Twitter.
Yeah.
For me, any sporting event that I follow, about every minute there's probably, depending on how big the event is, whether it's, here in the States, soccer isn't very big, but football, NFL football is a big one.
Sure.
We will get 50 updates a minute, and so there'll be times when I'm at a movie with my daughter and I want to follow a game. I'll just sit there, type in the query, and just keep hitting refresh, and I can follow it minute by minute, get real commentary from real people, and know exactly what's going on.
So you're the guy who's got that phone on during the movie.
I am the guy. Sports are important, man.
Okay. Now, I mean, real added bonus here. I mean, not only are you, you know, building this, you've built this huge following on Twitter, but then I looked into you. I've joined your groups in LinkedIn as well. You help people build a business. What is your advice to so many people that have been doing business for 5 years and they still haven't really grown?
Well, I mean, anymore, social media is becoming a huge component for business. And it's tough because it's not a tool that oftentimes you can measure direct success from. In other words, if you try and sell directly, you know, to your audience, it rarely works. There are some platforms where it does work, and there's some advertising avenues that work great. But in general, just using the medium, you know, how it was originally intended to communicate, it doesn't work well to sell there. But it can be a great tool to expose people to your business. So, for example, with Twitter, you know, if you go and follow, you know, several hundred people that are interested in what, you know, the same kind of things you are, and you can do that through different tools, and there's a tool that you can automate it that I would recommend just because it's very time consuming. Mm-hmm. But they'll come back, they'll look at your profile. The average person only has a couple hundred people following them, so they typically notice every new person that follows them. So they'll come back, look at your profile, and they'll see, okay, Sean's interested in this, this, and this. And Twitter's so stripped down, they'll click on your link to your website to learn more about you.
Yeah.
And at that point, you know, that's when you can really, it's almost like a virtual introduction, if you will.
Yeah.
And it can go really viral in the sense that the more people, you know, the bigger the audience you have, the more people begin to communicate with you, which then exposes you to all the people that are connected to them. And, you know, it just gives you a lot of power. You're in radio, so you know the bigger your audience is, the more valuable your show is, and the more valuable you are. And, you know, it's the same way for a company or for personal branding. And social media is probably, you know, the biggest bonus or the biggest component, I think, to doing that anymore online.
You know, in radio, we're no longer just, you know, radio announcers. We are, we're media announcers. We have to be
sure.
able to tweet, Facebook. We have to be able to do video and also use radio. So the medium has just really expanded. Anyway, very cool. I think you did a great job for my first ever Tweet Talk Tuesday. I hope it was good for you.
Oh, it was great. Thanks again for having me on.
Terrific. And by the way, we should tell them, okay, they can find you at
SeanMalarkey.com. SeanMalarkey.com.
Thanks very much, Sean.